Simon & Schuster Audio presents Springwater Wedding by Linda Lale Miller. Read by Jenna Stern.
Maggie stuffed the woody stems of a cloud of white lilacs into a gallon jar, and some of the water spilled over onto the counter in the kitchenette of her parents' guest house. J.T. Wainwright, she said with typical McCaffrey conviction and a wealth of personal experience to back up her theory, is a whole new 12-step program looking for a place to happen. I'm trying to start a business here, make a life for myself. I don't need that kind of trouble. Daphne Hargreaves Evanston, her best friend since Miss Filbert's kindergarten class, watched with a wry and twinkly smile as Maggie took a sponge from the sink to wipe up the overflow. Married for the past 2 years, Daphne was glowingly happy and wanted to see all her friends find the same rather irksome bliss. "Oh, come on, Mags," she chided cheerfully. J.T. was a little wild as a kid, but he became a cop, so he must have straightened out. Maggie was stubbornly silent, and Daphne, who could be just as stubborn, fixed her with a mock glare. "He was a cop," Maggie allowed somewhat grudgingly. "But since when is joining a big city police force the equivalent of a religious conversion?" Daphne shook her head and made a tisk-tisk sound. "Methinks thou protests too much, my friend. J.T. was shot in the line of duty. He must have been committed to his job to put himself in the path of a bullet." Maggie hated to think...